Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message today comes from the epistle reading, a passage in Acts that you've just heard, starting in the first verse. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language?" Floodgates were opened. The message poured out. And the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, had a single focus, a single task. That was to get the word out about Jesus the Christ. They couldn't afford any delay. See, this message had to be sent immediately to every man, woman, and child who would listen. And to every man, woman, and child who wouldn't. See, the apostles knew that this news was too important to fall just on selective ears. Everyone had to hear it. And this is what motivated their action. This is what drove them out into the crowded streets. They had a message that everyone needed to hear. Everyone had to know. And everyone must know who Jesus was and what Jesus had accomplished. And this news was far too important to keep private, too urgent to be delayed. Indeed, even the Holy Spirit agreed, because he translated in real time for those that were listening. See, this message, it had to go out now. Everyone must know. Everyone must know. This was the drumbeat of the first New Testament Pentecost. This is what drove the apostles out of the room that morning. And it's what later motivated and encouraged them through their trials and their persecutions. You see, beneath every church they established, every message they preached, every baptism they performed, there was this very drumbeat that kept them moving. Like a bass drum in a band, it is what provided the tempo for their movements that day and the rest of their lives. This was the drumbeat of Pentecost. Everyone must know. And Peter, he's the first to share this message with the world. He's the first to bring the news to those who had gathered. And he says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. This Jesus God raised up, And of all that, we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. See, these words fell upon the ears of all who had gathered that day. It mattered not their native tongue or their social or economic status. It mattered not the sins of their past. It mattered not their current God. All that mattered was that they heard the words of Peter and the other disciples. All that mattered was that they heard the message of the death and resurrection of Jesus. All that mattered. And it mattered because the salvation of each and every person depended upon hearing this message. And every second delayed would be another second that another person may die without hearing this transformational news. Every second counted because everyone must know. This was the drumbeat of Pentecost. And it's the drumbeat that continues today, right now. It is a beat that drives the message out into the world. A beat that transforms the lives of those who receive it. This Jesus was delivered up by God. He was crucified. He was killed by the hands of lawless men. He was raised to life, defeating sin and death. And now He is exalted and He pours out the Holy Spirit for the salvation of all who believe. But here's the thing. You can't proclaim it if you don't believe it. And you won't proclaim it if you don't feel compelled to, if you don't feel the drumbeat. So the question I have for you this morning is simply this. Can you feel it? Are you motivated by it? Has your life been transformed by this message? Now, maybe another way to ask might be this. Are you in the crowd or are you with the disciples? And it's okay if you see yourself with the crowds needing to hear this message. Maybe you've heard it, but you continue to struggle with believing that this message was meant for your ears. And that's a fine place to be. It's a place where your ears are open to God's Word and you are allowing Him to work in your soul. And if that's you, listen closely. Because you will hear the faint beat of Pentecost. God is for you. Jesus died for you. Believe it. Receive it. Your sins have willingly been paid for. Continue to hear this message. Continue to hear God's word. That beat will grow within you. But maybe you're with the disciples and you are scratching at the door to run out into the world and proclaim this message because you just cannot keep it contained. You can't keep it a secret. You know that there are people's eternal lives on the line and they need to hear Christ and what He has done for them. They need to know before it's too late. And for you, the drumbeat is loud and it propels you forward to live a life that is a reflection of Jesus. You get it. You understand it. You know it. And everyone else must know it too. But what if you find yourself in neither place? You don't identify, see yourself with the crowds, nor do you see yourself with the disciples. What if you can't hear the drumbeat of Pentecost any longer? What if it's flatlined? For you, I would remind you of your journey through Lent. On Ash Wednesday, you received a mark on your forehead, and you heard these words: "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." This is how you entered into the season of Lent. You entered by remembering your own mortality, a mortality imposed upon you because of sin. Death was your destiny, sin your vehicle. And the journey was 46 days long. And during that time, the focus was personal. It was a time for reflection, a time for meditation. The sermons pointed you inward toward yourself, encouraging you to consider your own sins and your own need for Jesus. The passages that we read those Sundays, they didn't contain messages of proclamation like we heard today. They're much heavier, much more subdued. They prepared you for Holy Week. They prepared you for the death of Jesus. And they did more than just recount those events. Lent was supposed to be a time when you gathered your sins and felt the weight of them. It was supposed to be a time when, with mixed emotions, you saw Jesus willingly take your sins and suffer the punishment for your behalf. Lent was supposed to be a time of introspection. It was supposed to be a time when the drumbeat is intentionally subdued and maybe even stopped, as the weight of your own sins pressed against you, and you found no story to tell and no motivation to tell it. But this is not where Lent is supposed to stop. It's not where Lent is supposed to leave you. See, it's also supposed to be a time of anticipation. See, the words that you heard on Ash Wednesday, "Remember that you are dust, to dust you shall return," begin to weigh less. Begin to feel lighter as you view Jesus on the cross during Good Friday. For you know that come Sunday morning, those words will no longer have any power over you. Sin will no longer have any power over you. Death will no longer have any power over you. You see, come Sunday morning, everything will have changed. Come Sunday, that drumbeat will be overpowering within you. It will be fighting to break free, just like the disciples in the locked room. Come Sunday, you will remember once again what Jesus has done for you and what Jesus has done for everyone. He has died for the sins of everyone. He has conquered death for everyone. Jesus has defeated death for everyone. And everyone must know. Everyone must know. Can you hear it? Can you hear the drumbeat of Pentecost? Can you feel it? And let it motivate you to go out into the world and to live a life that reflects the sacrificial life of Jesus. Go out with this message, because everyone must know. Please pray with me. Lord, on this Pentecost Sunday, you poured out your Spirit into the hearts of the disciples, and the drumbeat began. They couldn't be contained, and your message couldn't be contained, for it fell on every ear. Lord, I pray that this morning that you once again pour out your Holy Spirit on our lives also. I pray that we would more fully understand what you have done for us, and that we would be motivated to not let anything stand in the way of us proclaiming your work through the words that we speak and in the lives that we live. In your name we pray. Amen.